We're here with Doug Lackin, CISSP and lead support engineer for SciMark.
Doug, how are you?
Good.
Listen, we wanted to get some insight from you. What are you seeing as the major trends this year? You know, a lot's happened in the past year, and it's obviously different from last year.
Well, I think probably from the media standpoint, we've seen a lot more insider attacks. Basically, a lot of the incidents which have happened in the last year have shown to be that it's the insider that is causing the problem. There are threats from the outside, but some of the high-value attacks are coming from inside the organization.
Sure. Well, what is SciMark really doing to help with that issue?
Well, what SciMark does is they basically, their flagship product, PowerBroker, basically works from the concept of least privilege. So the idea that when someone logs in, they would have the minimal privileges that are required to do their job, and then they would get delegated privileges as required. The difference is with PowerBroker is that it uses a centralized approach versus a distributed approach, and that's where PowerBroker's strength is.
That's great. Maybe you can tell me a little bit more about the product itself and, you know, how it's differentiated in the marketplace.
Basically, PowerBroker has been around for quite some time, and it's got a very large following amongst the financial services as well as other industries. But the way it's differentiated is that from its centralized approach, any changes that are made instantaneously. So if you think about it, it's more of a real-time-based approach, whereas many of the other approaches that are used are a static-type approach. Mm-hmm. So changes that are made, for example, to policies, sometimes they need to take effect immediately. So, for example, when there's a breach in the organization, you need to have those changes to go into effect rapidly. Because you're using a centralized approach, then the first time you make the change, next time someone connects into the system or needs to run any privileges, those changes take effect immediately. So from that perspective, it's much easier to manage from a centralized approach, as well as the auditing and logging are done centrally, which allows you to maintain control over reporting and things like that.
Right. What are you guys emphasizing at the show this year? Are there any developments in the product line? Or?
Well, basically what we're going to do is going forward, we're going to be building this ecosystem based on privilege management. Mm-hmm. And as we go forward this year, you're going to see more of a unification of our products, both from PowerBroker and PowerKeeper, basically being able to manage those centrally. So that's something that's going to be very useful not only to our current customers but our future customers. And mostly from a cost standpoint, we're hearing that our customers are looking for a value add to be able to do more with less. Mm-hmm. In this economy. So we're seeing people being able to manage things without having to hire more people.
That's great. Well, listen, you know that we focus largely in financial and government. Do you have any particular advice for folks in those industries dealing with some of these issues?
I would say the first thing you want to do is to make sure when you're looking at this approach is, like any security approach, look at it as a defense in depth approach. Mm-hmm. So first of all, you want to make sure your systems are secure and hardened. And then the next approach is to look at, okay, now that I have the confidence in my system being secure, the next stage would be I need to get my privileges under control. So that would be the logical step would be to use a product such as PowerBroker to be able to provide these the privilege management that you need to have that in place. Once you've gotten to privilege management, then the next approach would be to go into the privilege password management, and that's where we see PowerKeeper coming in.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you very much for your time, and have a great show, Doug.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, bye.